you know, whatever. And I know there's all kinds of arguments for that. I'll cover that when I get to Corinthians, which is coming up soon. Actually, it's after the Epistles of John, Corinthians is next. So we'll cover tongues in depth. But I mention this because of the Spirit. The Spirit came with the tongues, okay? Everyone I know, it came with the tongues who had it with power. And the apostles, they all spoke with tongues, so why should I, you know, well, generations that succeeded didn't. I don't know what's with that. That's, you know, what's with that, right? Azusa Street, I don't know, Azusa Street, I wasn't there. I was just there, and all of a sudden the power came over me. You figure it out. You doubt? I don't care. You know what? You got to get it. If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of His. And you know what? If you just get angry about it, it's not going to help you. I used to get angry about it. I used to teach against it. When it happened, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it till it happened to me. I didn't have no expectation. I wasn't conditioned. I haven't followed some cunningly devised fable. I'm not that susceptible. I don't, you know, it's not just vanity. I'm just not susceptible to that sort of thing. Though I know everyone is. You get in a room full of people laughing, you'll start laughing, right? If you get in a room full of people speaking in tongues, you might feel like speaking in tongues. But you know what? That's not what happened to me. I don't know what to say. It's not some cunning fable, some cunning device. Craftiness of men. No. Though I know there are people who use it like that, you know? And there are people out there who are just coaching people to use to babble. I have no doubt. Because Satan, just like with everything, he loves to put up false things to so that the truth may be blasphemed, you know? So, you know, I don't know. All I can do is follow the experience that God's given me. If I'm a deceiver, then only God could save me. Because I'm totally deceived. And if what I love isn't the truth, then I'm damned because I do not love the truth. I love a lie. So I have to love the truth. Got to receive the love of the truth. If we receive the love of a lie, we're going to have damnation. I love the rapture. Oh, Lord, save them. Turn them from that wicked doctrine. Study 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians with me. If you don't know what I mean by that. All right, we see... Oh, wait a second. We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. Well, there you go. That's all you gotta do. Just confess those words. Repeat after me. I don't know. As I look at that, I think, like, You think, like, I wonder to what degree the apostles... In their time, it was a very different world. We live in this world where we're this church world and we're all in disagreement, all in discord. And it has to be part of the plan of God, or we're just all nuts, which is a possibility. That's certainly the way I used to think. You know, I don't think so. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother with all this. You have to confess that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, but if you with your mouth show a lot of love, but deny him in your works, that isn't your confession. You can say things, but if you deny him with your works, you don't confess him. Again, John is not here to give us litmus tests. He's just declaring the truth. Look it. Confess that Jesus is the Son of God. That means God dwells with you and you with God, right? Some people would say, well, that's how you know you got the Spirit. Just confess. I confessed that for a long time before God sent me His Spirit. So my experience does not agree with that interpretation of what He said. But again, to me, it's like, look at all the other things John has said so far. Obviously, when we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, there's a greater knowledge. You know, the word confess. You know, again, we have to confess him. But we don't, but here's another thing. What if you confess, it doesn't mean, oh, I confessed him once. See, here, I thank you, Lord, for, because for a moment there, honestly, I was like almost in doubt. I was like, gosh, what am I teaching? Why am I not getting this? You know, because it almost sounds like all you got to do is confess. And you know what? It's true. All you got to do is confess. All you got to do is have faith. But you got to keep confessing. It's not a one-time shot where I just say, Jesus is the Son of God. There, I confessed it. There are things that are going to come against that. Satan's going to fire his darts at you to get you to deny that Jesus is the Son of God. There are many ways to deny Jesus as the Son of God. You can deny him in your works. You can deny him in your words. You can deny him before men. Peter made the confession, and he denied him. Christ forgave him, but he will not forget all. I'm telling you, if we deny him, he can't deny himself. Look it, we have to continue to confess him. If we deny him, we better repent and confess him. Confession is something that is ongoing. We must, our whole lives, have to confess the Lord Jesus. Make a confession that he is the Son of God. Our life needs to be a testimony to the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. And we testify by our manner of living. By the words we speak, yes, but also by the way we live. The things we do, the things we don't do, the things we have in God are all part of that confession. It's not just a one-time shot. Thank you, Lord, for building my faith. Just like you add to faith, you add your confession, you must maintain it. If I confess him at one time and then I deny him, that's just the falling away. He said the falling away is going to come. Paul, the apostle, who is known as the apostle of grace, and he certainly talks about it quite a bit, though John is full of grace too, though he doesn't use the word as much, but he's called the apostle of love because he talks so much about love. And grace and love are very intertwined. But look at the Apostle Paul said, you know, we all confess Jesus. Well, he didn't quite say that. He said, concerning